on Ash Wednesday, about 47 days ago, many of us said thank you or amen when we said ashes to ashes, dust to dust. From God you have come and to God you will return. I have a spider who's joined me here. Apparently he has Easter blessings as well. All God's creatures. Why did we say thank you or amen? What did we instinctively reflect on? We acknowledge the reality that our life is in God. God was already creating and holding our lives, even as we asked on that day, does God really love even me? Some of us on that day, like the women we just heard about, were still waiting in the dark. Some of us might even this morning still feel like we were waiting in the dark. In Matthew's Gospels that Fred read for us, we heard Mary Magdalene and the other Mary seeking out the tomb while the sun was just beginning to dawn. They were expecting that Jesus would be lying in the tomb, because you expect that the dead will remain dead. They weren't sure how they would anoint his body. They weren't sure how the stone would get moved. And somehow, we know how, all the obstacles and the worries were removed. In the midst of their fears and their concerns, they encountered the risen Christ. For us, if we aren't waiting in our challenges, in our trials, in our darkness, in our holy Saturdays, in the darkness of the tomb, the good news we're hearing this morning might not be so incredibly transformationally good. Hear that again. If we aren't in the midst of our challenges, the good news might not be so transformationally good. It was the dark when the women went to go find him. Where do we see these signs of resurrection? Sometimes we see signs of resurrection in the midst of creation. It was only 2 weeks ago when some of us, I wonder if you were among them, began to wonder if the daffodils would ever bloom. It was a long winter. We wondered if the crocuses would ever dress the green stems with the brightness of that royal purple. It might have only been 3 weeks ago when you wondered if the flowering cherry trees would ever pop, if the red buds would ever be more than just dry branches, when the wind whipped so wildly that it felt like Holy Saturday instead of Easter morning. It was waiting and waiting and waiting. And each time you and I caught a snowdrop that popped out and bravely showed, or a golden forsythia that boldly claimed its space, creation showed us that new life had come, and you and I had a moment to share the good news, the smile that widens and the spirit that rises, the sign that resurrection is shown in creation itself. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Sometimes we see resurrection in one another, like the wonder of a toddler who begins to want to jump. Have you ever watched a toddler who is starting to jump? I was remembering the story of when Felicity, now who jumps quite well, but when she was 2 and she decided she wanted to jump for the first time. The first week, she just tried to bend her knees. And so we had a whole week of her trying to bend her knees. There was no coming off the ground for the first week. It was just bending her knees. And the second week was, when you jump, you have to use your arms too, right? The second week was just bending her arms. And then for a while, you have to put those things together. There's bending knees and moving arms. It takes a while to get jumping to go together. And after a while, you bend your knees and your arms, and eventually, she managed to get off the ground all together. She practiced it day in and day out, and ultimately, we celebrated with her. She became an expert jumper, and she showed everyone who would ask her, and people who didn't ask her at all. It became catching. Signs of resurrection are like a toddler who's just learned how to jump. You can't help but share it with people who ask you and people who didn't ask you at all, because it's so contagious. Signs of resurrection we see in one another. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Sometimes we see resurrection in ourselves. After a Lent of taking on love, we begin to offer ourselves for God's use. We do a spring cleaning of unnecessary resentment. Maybe I'm just talking about myself. We do a spring cleaning of when we've gotten upset and when we've had ill will or frustration. Again, maybe it's just me. Like a spring cleaning, we open the proverbial windows and do some deep cleaning. Maybe it's just my house that needed that, so that the Holy Spirit can come anew. It's like offering our hands at communion to receive, as opposed to take, to not strive or grasp, but to stand and open God's very presence as a gift that's offered for us, to be changed by the very presence of the Holy Spirit within us. Signs of resurrection that come through the change within us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And we see signs of resurrection in the larger world around us. When the fire took hold in the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Monday, I think many of us watched with some horror. I think many of us watched centuries of architecture and history burning, and thought of our own experiences, maybe some vacations or pilgrimages, stories of what we knew. And we watched funds pour in. But we also knew it wasn't the only sacred space that was affected by fire as well. St. Mary's Baptist Church and Greater Union Baptist Church and Mount Pleasant Baptist Church as targets of arson in Louisiana as well. Out of horror, we found resurrection and hope as people of faith organized and looked for ways to affect change. You see, resurrection always brings life out of death, inclusion where exclusion would have been. The storyline changed. Initially, those funds and that story was only about Notre Dame and $1 billion were raised, thanks be to God. And social capital and imagination, resurrection, advocacy. Now $2 million and four churches have ashes come up and sacred spaces expanded. Life from death, newness has expanded in this story. Instead of one church being rebuilt, have four spaces come out of this story. Resurrection is Jesus saying to the disciples, go and tell my disciples in Paris and in Louisiana, they will meet me there. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Always is Jesus' resurrection for us and for all of God's people. Always is God's loving declaration that you are loved and all of God's people are as well. Always is God's resurrection for each and every one of us. So my friends, go and look for signs of resurrection all around you and share that good news with all of God's people. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.